March 30th,
Noida. समय प्रहलाद जी ने कहा, हे पिताजी, ये लोग कहाँ से सिखाएंगे? इनकी बुद्धि तो रुपए, पैसे, धन, दौलत, विषय सुख भोग में, ये तो भगवान को जानते नहीं है। स्वार्थ की गति जो भगवान विष्णु, उन्हें पहचानते नहीं। और पहचानेंगे कैसे? जो संसार रूपी खूंटे में बंधे हुए हैं और रस्सी की तरह रस्सी से उसको बांध दिया है, गृह पर लिए हुए संसार व्रत कर रहे हो, उनको भगवान का व्रत आता
था
कभी भी संभव नहीं। और जो जिनकी इंद्रियां डामाडोल हैं,
do not remember the Lord, they are just servitors of their own senses, how will they find peace? They will never find peace,
and they will never be peaceful, and
unless they do not remember the Lord, they will never be peaceful.
And to attain
knowledge about Lord, you have to come to a spiritual master who has the experience, who has the power from bhajan, and who has seen the Lord himself. He can give the Lord to others. So you must surrender to a spiritual master who has the experience of the Lord. Hiranyakashipu got very wild that
and he
took all efforts to kill Prahlad Maharaj.
And Hiranyakashipu says,
Lord Vishnu wants to kill our demon, the clan of demons. That is why he is somehow miseducating my son to people.
So he
told his servants to take Prahlad Maharaj right at the top of a hill and to throw him down so that he gets killed. But nothing happened. Prahlad Maharaj did not feel any pain, nothing happened, and he was just caught by Lord Vishnu as if he was in the lap of a soft cotton wool lap of Sri Lord Hari. They threw him in water, tied a big stone to his body and threw him in water, but he did not sink. Lord Vishnu made sure that he didn't. And he also was made to sit in the lap of Holika, who was the sister of Hiranyakashipu and had a boon that even fire wouldn't burn her. But Holika, contrary to the boon she had received, got all burnt and was reduced to ashes, and Prahlad Maharaj was saved.
So,
wherever
dharma wins,
wherever a dharma and dharma is there, always dharma wins.
जितने भी दुष्ट दैत्य दानव हैं, वे ही खुद मारे जाते हैं।
गेट किल्ड इन टाइम
In the turn of events,
khalo vihinshita khalo. Srimad Bhagavat says that the violent people, the demons, doing violence all the time, get killed themselves one day.
Prahlad Maharaj was very happy.
He used to teach even his own classmates also, class fellows,
that
he used to teach them that the human birth is very rare and we should not waste it.
So,
we should put all efforts to remember the Lord and to do it all the time, so that you get practiced into it from the very beginning of your life, from the childhood itself, and later on then you go get established into bhajan even better in the later parts of life. Ante Narayan Smriti means at the end of the life you can remember the Lord only if you have practiced it all through your childhood and youth. So from the very childhood you should practice this. So Prahlad ji also says that we from the very beginning must practice. अभ्यास वी मस्ट प्रैक्टिस
अंतिम समय में
सो दैट वी रिमेंबर द लॉर्ड ऑल टाइम
अन्यथा संसार का आवे संसार का छाप लेकर
मटेरियल नॉलेज मटेरियल कॉन्शियसनेस विल जस्ट
उसी से हम भटक जाते हैं
किल अस
फिर माया के जाल में हम जकड़े हुए
बर्थ विल गेट स्पॉइल्ड
संसार रूपी गड्ढे में गिरते हैं इसलिए बुद्धिमान पुरुष
In a ditch, throw us in a ditch and our life will be wasted. So not just for money, but we must remember the Lord. Not just for money or getting good things in life, but because that is our real destination of the human birth. We must find and surrender at the lotus feet of the Lord in this very human birth. A material person cannot leave the attachments of the material world. But because of these attachments, only our human birth gets wasted.
So, Lord Ji says,
Oh my dear brothers,
Tato Vidurat,
if you just leave the association of demons
and
you take association of the devotees, then if you remember the Lord, you will be successful in your human birth. Ekantiki bhakti, you must have unfailing devotion in the lotus feet of the Lord. There is no dharma better than this.
Prahlad ji ko maane ke liye bahut sara prayas hua. Prahlad ji kuch bhi nahi kar saka.
Many people tried to kill Hiranyakashipu. Did lots of plans to kill Prahlad ji. And he asked him also, how did you gain so much power, Prahlad? You are such a tiny boy. Prahlad says, my father, that person who has given you energy has given me also energy. You have not utilized that energy well. You have just used it in your own enjoyments, material sense enjoyments, and in spoiling the life of others, in doing violence, and not in the... not in being nice to anybody, but I have utilized my energy for the betterment of other devotees.
So,
you have got an energy from the same source as I have got, but this is the difference that I am using it in the service of the Lord, and so I am more powerful.
So Hiranyakashipu
says, okay, you are very powerful, where is your Prabhu, where is your Lord? He said, my Lord is everywhere. Okay, you can see the Lord everywhere, show me.
Prahlad Maharaj says,
my dear father, you cannot take his darshan, you cannot see the Lord with these eyes. Only when you put the, you anoint your eyes with kajal of love, only then you will see the Lord. Since your eyes are, till your eyes are full of
mad-matsare,
moho, etc., isha, dvesh, etc., you will not be able to take darshan of the Lord. Okay, your Lord is in this pillar?
Yes,
my Lord is in the pillar also. Okay, show me how your Lord saves you today. Hiranyakashipu says, and he kicked at the pillar. Soon as the pillar was kicked by him, it broke into two lots of pieces.
And
Sri Narasimhadev appeared from the pillar.
Stambe
sabhayam namrigam namarsham. He appeared from the pillar. And what was his what was he looking like? He was not a human, he was not an animal. He was a mixture of both human and animal. The face was a lion and the body was a human. And he had come to give
complete
freedom from any kind of fear to his own devotee Prahlad Maharaj. And then suddenly Hiranyakashipu started fighting him. He was a demon. He had lot of he was very mayavi. He did lots of tricks.
But Srila Narasimhadev got hold of him
and put him on his lap, and then with his very long nails of the hand, he just tore apart the abdomen of Hiranyakashipu and took out his intestine, and very badly he killed him. Where? Not inside the palace, not outside the palace, right at the doorstep. So Lord is always there. We have to surrender to him. Lord is always there to save his devotees. With this I finish my prachan today.
राज महाराज जी की कथा और उनकी शिक्षाएं सुनाई। भक्त हो तो प्रहलाद जैसा,